Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's Kevin Sheehan Show. Denton Day sitting in for Kevin here on the Team 980. Just had a great conversation with Ben Standing. Of course, we talked about the Terry McLaurin contract extension. I asked Ben the question, does he think it's going to happen prior to July 4th? If Terry is not signed by July 4th, that will be the time where my panic meter starts to have movement. It's not going to skyrocket to the other side and be at a 10. It's not going to be that. But it'll at least have a little bit of movement, because if I remember correctly, it was the end of June 3 years ago that it was rumored, or that we heard the news, and then the contract was officially signed a few days, a week or so after that. But we started to hear the agreement at the end of June. So once we get to July 4th, and then at that point you're about 2 weeks away from training camp and we still haven't heard anything, then you might see a little bit of doom scrolling on Twitter. Then I'll start to have some feelings of, this is not going in the direction where I was hoping. My expectation, as we sit here now, is that Terry is going to be suited up, not for week one, but for the preseason. Just ready to go in the preseason. We'll see him. He'll be there. He'll be active, and he will be all right. And then, of course, he will be ready for week one, and then this offense is going to take off, and all of us are going to be happy. That's my expectation as we get closer and closer to the season. With that said, Adam Schefter was on Pat McAfee. I believe this was yesterday. And he was asked about the Terry McLaurin contract situation. This is what Adam Schefter said to Pat McAfee.
Feels like things have been kind of quiet about Terry McLaurin and him not being at minicamp. Like, is the sentiment around the team and him that something is going to get done, or is this something that could turn into more where there's a chance he's not a Commander?
Look, I think that there are various vantage points in any situation like this. There's the player side, there's the team side, and the truth is probably somewhere in the middle. And I think the team feels like it's going to get something done with Terry McLaurin. I think Terry McLaurin clearly is frustrated with where talks are at, because not only did he not show up for the mandatory minicamp, but he hasn't participated in any of the team's offseason activities. He's been a no-show for that, certainly deserving of a new deal. And I believe that the two sides will find a way to figure it out at some point in time. They're just not there right now. And it's easy to rattle the sabers and no-show on June 12th and make a lot of noise. It's a different thing when camp's beginning or we're getting close to the preseason. If this is going on August 12th, then it becomes a major concern. Until then, I think we could just sit back and I think wait for the situation eventually somehow to resolve itself.
We assume that the new ownership will want to get Terry McLaurin back in the building, especially with the greatness that they had last year.
I should have cut it off earlier. Whoops.
All right. So I had the same reaction that you likely had as a listener. Something was not right there. Because Terry McLaurin,
we got him,
has been to activities.
Got him.
He wasn't at mandatory minicamp. That is correct. He was not at a majority of OTAs. That is correct. He did go one day, then he left. But we have seen him If you do not believe me, you can go to the Commanders' Instagram page. You can go to their Twitter page. I would tell you Instagram because I feel like it would be easier to find on there. But you can go to their social media pages, and you will see them posting about Terry McLaurin catching passes from Jayden Daniels, and the caption is something along the lines of good to be back or back in action or something similar to that. So Terry has been there. I believe if my memory is correct, he's wearing a bucket hat as he's catching a pass. I don't know. I deleted Instagram from my phone, but I believe that's what the picture they posted was. So he has been there. Now, does that mean anything in the context of what Adam Schefter said? Not really. He didn't give us a lot of new information. I'm just kind of yanking his chain a little bit because Terry has been around the team and he did participate in at least something because he's wearing his jersey and he was out on the field. He just decided not to go to mandatory minicamp. And, you know, these are always very unique conversations to have. I think one from the first thing is, this is the first time that we have seen Adam Peters deal with a situation like this, where he is the guy that is in charge. This is not the first commander that he has negotiated an extension with. That was with Sam Cosmi, and that was, you know, last year. But this is the first time that we are going to see what he is like as both a businessman and, for lack of a better term, as a leader. You can very easily have an iron fist in these sorts of scenarios. If you don't believe me, look at what's happening in Cincinnati right now with their rookie and their star defensive end. The Bengals are trying to swing the big stick, plop that schlong on the table and say, you can't mess with us. I don't get, at least from the vantage point that I'm sitting, that Adam Peters is doing that. These things take time, certainly. Would you have loved to have that extension done prior to mandatory minicamp? Absolutely. It would have been great for Terry to be out there, hanging out with Debo, hanging out with Jayden, catching passes from Jayden, seeing Terry and Debo run routes together. All of that would have been awesome. But this is a business. The guy wants money. He deserves his money. And now it's just the figuring out of what it is going to take to get on the same page. The confusing part to me has been that we don't know what the holdup is. We are assuming that it is the number on an annual average basis. Is it going to be between what Brandon Ayuk and DK Metcalf got, which would land him around $31 million per year? Does he want over that sort of money? Is he worried about guarantees right now? Is that what they are arguing about? Is that what they are far apart on? We haven't heard anything.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
News coming from Jordan Schultz last week about Terry McLaurin being frustrated, and it was echoed by Adam Schefter that Terry McLaurin is frustrated. That came from an agent. That's how these things work. The agent is speaking to somebody. One thing that I love a lot about this front office, the new front office here in DC, is that they are never the ones that are sharing this information. It almost always comes from an agent to the reporter. This organization as a whole does a really good job now of keeping things close to the vest. We know that it has not always been that way, but now that is how they take their approach to things. I'm not worried about the Terry thing at all. Again, if we get to training camp, I'll be a little worried. If we get to July 4th and nothing has been done, panic meter is moving a little bit. Right now it's at a 1. This is life in the NFL. The only reason that it feels a lot more monumental right now, that the weight feels a little heavier, is because for about 20 years, there was not really a guy that you wanted to re-sign as bad as you wanted to re-sign Terry McLaurin. That has been like the number one thing. There has not been a guy on this organization outside of maybe Trent Williams, but that thing got away so quickly from the organization that it felt like Trent was never coming back. But there hasn't been a guy that you wanted to re-sign as much as Terry McLaurin that you could look at and say he is as highly touted across the NFL as he is demanding that he is financially. So this is the first time we've experienced this as a fan base in a long, long time. And then on top of that, it's the first time that we have seen this organization and this brain trust, who we very much trust at this point in time, work this kind of scenario out. We're just very new to this. This is dipping our foot in the pool, if you will, because this experience is new. You're not just diving into the deep end. We just need to wade into the water a little bit. I expect Terry is going to be good to go, and I expect him to have a really good week one performance when he is in that Commander's uniform. Don't believe these goofy-ass aggregators that are posting stuff about Pittsburgh monitoring Terry McLaurin, that Los Angeles is monitoring Terry McLaurin. Like, do you think Pittsburgh is monitoring Terry McLaurin after they traded George Pickens, and then they're going to sign Terry McLaurin to another massive deal like they just did to DK Metcalf? That's not how that's going to work.
I hear the Chargers are monitoring.
That's not how that's going to work. Like, use your common sense brain, people. I promise. Use the common sense brain, and good things are going to happen. Coming up next, we preview game number 4 of the NBA Finals. I will throw a wager in there as well to help you make a little teensy bit of money. Don't go anywhere. It's the Kevin Sheehan Show with Denton Day on the Team 980.
All right, the Edmonton Oilers, they finish off the comeback win in overtime after the Panthers tie it in the final minute. Edmonton becomes one of 7 teams in NHL history to overcome a 3-goal deficit in the Stanley Cup Final to win. The last to do it was Carolina over Edmonton in 06. This is Leon Draisaitl's 4th overtime goal of the playoffs. The Oilers win 5-4. Miami-Dade police have issued an arrest warrant for Antonio Brown on attempted murder charges after he was seen on video fighting with multiple people following a boxing event last month. At the end of the video, gunshots can be heard. According to witnesses, Brown fired the shots after the altercation had ended. AB alleges that he was jumped for his jewelry. The U.S. Open continues underway right now. J.J. Spahn sits atop the leaderboard at 4-under. Sam Burns right behind him, along with Thurston Lawrence at 3-under. Victor Hovland and Siwoo Kim tie for 4th at 2-under. The Nats, they get swept by the Mets by a score of 5-4. They will take on the Marlins today at 6:45. Mitch Parker should be on the bump, and Nats on deck at 6:15 with Charlie and Dave on the Fan. This update is sponsored by the Team 980 YouTube page. Just open the app, type in the Team 980 and hit subscribe. Kevin Sheehan is live from 10 to 1 and Greg Hoffman from 4 to 7. Don't forget to like the stream and turn on notifications to stay up to date on all things DC sports. And that is what's trending.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.